Hi, it's just after 2:15, December the 2nd, 2013, and I come to demonstrate a couple more things that I found after doing the first demo I did earlier today. If you haven't heard it about the Salamander Grand Piano, I found two other things by dissecting the URL and going to an index page. I found a Salamander drum kit, and I also found something called the open source drum kit. Now, they're not quite working 100%, but they do sort of work. And they're free. So, two drum kits, which I will now sort of play a little bit for you here. Quite all right, because the D and the E layers, there's B and C bass drums, so it's sort of GM layout. That's the C sharp and that's the E flat, so there's sort of another snare. That's why I said sort of GM. And you got toms, hi-hats. There's no mute group though, for whatever reason. The mute group says when you hit a key and you hit another key, the first key or sound gets cut off. But, you know, it's free, so it is what it is. Crash. The China is that, or that's what would be the China in GM, so that's on that key. That's where the tambourine would be. It is not. That's another symbol where the splash would be. That's where the cowbell would be. That's, what's that? The other, I forget what that is. It's another symbol though anyway. And that's where it ends. So yeah, not bad for another freebie. Yes, that. It's not too bad. So that's that one. Two. Oh yeah, they're the same sample, so it's okay. It is layered though, isn't it? Yeah, definitely layered bass drums. I thought it wasn't for a minute, but it is. And the other one, let's go to the other one. Just load it. Right, that's the open source drum kit. The Salamander drum kit is actually cool. There it is, now loaded. So here's the Salamander drum kit, which is almost GM as well, but not quite again. So B and C bass drums, that's where the rim shot would normally be. And there's some samples that just don't play at all. You've got to get it just right, apparently. Nope, it's dead. Come back to life. There's like some layer that I can occasionally get right. D snares. That's E flat snares off. And that's E snares. Which I quite like, by the way. I like that snare. That's where the first tom would be. Rim shot. There's hi-hat. Toms. That would be the middle hi-hat. For a closed pedal, I mean, hit it hard. Oh, I see what they've done. So soft is closed, and hard is pedal on off very quickly, like Addictive Drums has. Another tom, open hi hats, and again, no mute groups. For some reason, no mute groups. Cowbell there, where another tom would be. Cymbals. Lots of cymbals now, and odd little quiet things, which I assume would be chokes. But either they're not set up right or don't work in quite the right way. I think the mute groups on this thing are a bit busticated. Yes, that they are. Some nice cymbals all told. So if I can play it without messing up and forgetting that the hi-hat hasn't got a closed mute group, then we could do some fun things. And I forgot. I'm kind of in love with that little tiny, tiny cymbal. It is awesome. So's that. So's that, and so's that. It's quite fun, gotta be said. Quite fun. So used to the tom being there that I forgot the cowbell is there. It's not. It's just freaking strange. So, two free kits. This one's about 300 megs. I think the other one's about similar size. I don't remember exactly. And both cool. I kind of like this one pitched up though. To play that with my hands crossed over, I'm holding the pitch bend up with my right hand and playing those drums with my left, so I'm not doing as well as I could do if I was playing two-handed drums, so I apologize. Anyway, that's it. It's my lot for the day, I think. I've done 2 audio boos in a day. Shall we call it quits? And this time the phone won't ring on me like it did earlier, so there we go. 2 drum kits, open source drum kit, Salamander drum kit, in that order, and rather nice they are both. See you later.